O Almighty God, who pourest out on all who desire it the spirit of grace and of supplication, deliver us when we draw nigh to thee from coldness of heart and wanderings of mind, that with steadfast thoughts and kindled affections we may worship thee in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. You are invited to join in this service of prayer and meditation, praising God, confessing our sins to Him, giving thanks for His gifts, and interceding one for another. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we gladly come to the time of prayer and adoration. It is by thy mercy that we now lift up our hearts before thee, to praise thee for thy majesty and thy grace. The heavens are telling thy glory, and the earth displays thy handiwork. Still more, within our lives and in the secret recesses of our hearts, we discern thy works on our behalf. We praise thee for thy patience unfailing in spite of our disobedience, and for the assurance of thy continuing love toward us. The words of thy servants of old remind us that we cannot travel beyond thy providence. Thou hast spoken to thy people through the prophets and through thy ministers in every generation. In Jesus Christ thou hast revealed thy face to us, and through him thou hast called us and all mankind to communion with thyself. By the living presence of thy Spirit thou dost rebuke and encourage us, and in the church thou dost make us one with our brother and with thee. For all these thy gifts we would bow in humble and hearty thanks, and we beseech thee to receive this, the offering of our lips and of our hearts, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a prayer of confession of our sins and a prayer for pardon. O Lord of life, thou giver of every good and perfect gift, thou hast filled us with a hunger that only thou canst satisfy. Yet we have sought, and we pretend to have found, that satisfaction apart from thee. Forgive us, we pray, our rebellious seeking and our proud pretending. Forgive us for accepting the husks when we might have been fed at thy table. For treasuring possessions above persons. For worshiping creatures rather than the Creator. For seeking a truce instead of making peace with one another. For justifying our lies instead of speaking the truth in love. For fleeing thy judgment instead of confessing our sins. For loving comfort rather than giving it. For cultivating hardness of heart rather than steadfastness of devotion. Reputation rather than purity. Honors rather than honor. Forgive us now those sins which we confess to thee in the silence of our hearts. Fill us now with new zeal. Direct that zeal with wisdom and temper it with charity. Let the light of thy glory, which shone in the face of Jesus of Nazareth, illumine our lives and shine forth from us to the healing of human hurt. May the Prince whose way is peace show us his way. And give us strength in faith to walk therein. Through him we make our prayer unto thee. Amen. Let us read responsively the selection 26, the 96th Psalm. Among the joys and privileges of the Christian is the privilege of intercession. May we join now in a prayer of intercession. Merciful and gracious God, our Father, we thank thee for the privilege of interceding with thee on behalf of our fellow man. We cannot and we would not forget the multitudes who are needy, devoid of hope, battered by the forces of war, of chance, of their own misdeeds, and of our neglect. We beseech thee today to give us a new and keener sensitivity to the anguish of human spirits and bodies. Teach us to care for those who suffer, whether near at hand or far away, with the compassion that is grounded in thy love for all mankind. Help us to implement that compassion with deeds of love, of generosity, and of service. Expel from us the demons of cruelty, greed, and hardness of heart. We implore thee on behalf of thy church that she may be filled with holy zeal and noble purpose. We thank thee for the church and for the unity bestowed by thy Spirit upon thy church in every place. We beseech thee to show us the way of mutual concern and of brotherly love. May the work of thy holy church be blessed and prospered with the gifts of truth and grace. We pray for thy servants who toil in labors of uncertain harvest, for those who minister to unresponsive hearts, for those whose lives are in jeopardy, for those who carry duties of state and nation in every land. We pray for all to whom we may be ministers of thy peace in this community and in other communities where we live and work. We pray that this company assembled in this place for the study and the advancement of the work of thy kingdom may be blessed with a sense of thy presence and the assurance that we serve thee as we minister one to another. Heighten and strengthen our devotion to thee, we pray, and strengthen the bonds that unite us one to another. May we hold one another up before thee, not only in the times of crisis and of anguish, but in the everyday labors to which we are committed, to which thou hast called us by thy mercy. Set before us, we pray, the way of joyous service in the kingdom of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you.
Thou hast promised to be with us, O Lord. Hence we go forth from this place with confidence that Thou dost accompany us. We pray that Thou wilt continue to make Thyself known through all the ministries of Thy Spirit. And may we strengthen one another in the bonds of Christian love and concern. Dismiss us with Thy blessing. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord.